Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Yahweh, we lift you high. We lift you high. Father, we thank you. Jesus, our mighty God, our Lord, our Savior, we thank you. We glorify you. Worthy you are forever. Glorious is your matchless name, Jesus. Father, we stand in unity together this morning as one body, one, glorifying you, thanking you, Yahweh. You are our God. You are our King. You are our deliverer. You are our peace. You are I am that I am. You are whatever you need to be when you need to be. Hallelujah. You are the beginning, and you are the end. You are everything in between. Thank you that you are our covenant-keeping God who keeps covenant with his children. You remain forever. Hallelujah. And we lift you high, Yahweh. We lift you high, Jesus. We lift you up. We honor you. We magnify your matchless name. Have your way, God. Work it in us, that which is well-pleasing in your sight, Father. Everyone on this call, every leader, every clergy, every layperson, every visitor, Father, work a work like never before. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding as we yield to your Spirit, seeking after you, listening to you, to hear what you want to say this morning. Father, accept our bowls, our offering of prayer this morning, as we yield to your Spirit's leading. In the matchless name of Jesus, have your way, God. Amen. I want to say good morning to each of you that have joined the prayer call. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your ears are keen to what the Spirit of God is saying, your eyes are open, ready, the eyes of your heart. May it be enlightened this morning as we stand in agreement together in prayer. And as we listen to what Father is saying through the devotion, we want to welcome you once again. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controllers, Sister Tanika Smothers. We say God bless you, sis. Our prayer call controllers, they're on the line way before we even access the call to ensure that everything is working smoothly. And we want the Lord to just shine his light on them this morning and bless them like only he can do for their service unto him. The leaders of our house at New Destiny Church, none other than the Apostle C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith, We say good morning to you. This is a good morning. We declare goodness in, through, over your lives. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Our devotion leader this morning is Sister Victoria Wimberly. We say good morning to you, Sister Victoria. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Charlene, blessed and highly favored. Got another chance to arise this morning, and yourself.
Amen. I am well, blessed, and highly favored. Thank you, sis. God bless you. Our prayer requests and praise reports that have been submitted will be offered up by Sister Yvette Atienza. Good morning, Sister Yvette. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene, Sister Victoria, Sister Tanika, and to everyone on the line joining us this morning. I'm doing excellent by our God's abounding grace. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Yvette. God bless you, sis. Thank you for your abounding grace, Father. Well, without further ado, Sister Victoria, we are ready for you.
Praise God. Good morning, everyone that is on the line this morning and those that will be listening in days to come. I praise God for you this morning because you're a hearer of the word and prayerfully a doer of the word. We know that when we come together early in the morning at 5 a.m., we know we're coming together because the devotion gives us a blessing and encouragement to go through the day and think on the things of God. So this morning, as I'm being utilized again, I pray that the stuff that's going into your ear gate will bless you today and give you a pondering moment where you can say, ah, and that God will marinate your spirit to think on the goodness of what he has for you and what he does through you. So this morning, I move forward in speaking into your ear gates to those that are listening. And as we continue each and every day right now, not just on Wednesdays and Sundays, but every day, we're covering the abundance of the abounding grace, and we're discussing the Abrahamic covenant is always with us. I'm going to talk with you out of Genesis 17:1-7, where the word of God says, I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you. Kings will come from you. And I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me, you, and your descendants to come, and those that are here after you for the generations to come. To be your God and the God of your descendants, excuse me, after you. And then I'm going to reiterate Revelation 5:9-10, which leads us to pray for those that are unreached as of right now. And as I stated, as of right now, because we're decreeing and declaring that they will be reached and they will learn the goodness of our Lord. And the word out of Revelation 5:9-10 says, and they sung a new song. So that brings joy, knowing that those that are unreached, and we're speaking the manifestation of those things to come, that they too shall be singing a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, remembering for thou wast slain for us and hast redeemed us to God. So this morning I'm going to talk with you, and I want you to ponder. Tell me about your covenant. Tell me about your covenant. See, God gave us his life on the cross to ransom each and every one of us for God's sake, that you might belong to God, that you might be in the family of God today during 2024 and your manifested years to come. And not just for you or for me, but for people from every tribe, every language, and people of the nation. That means worldwide. That means worldwide. Because when God created and God said, it wasn't about just in Contra Costa County. It wasn't just about Alameda County. It was nationwide, worldwide. See, have you started to sing a new song yet, thinking about that? Have you begun to see the light of the new book or a new chapter in your life because of the covenant? Have you stripped and been circumcised? As Bishop said on Sunday, have you found yourself in the Bible? Have you found yourself in the Bible? Are you ready to show others what God has done in your life because of where you are now and because now you understand the true essence of your covenant? See, we're getting some good pancakes with some good syrup on this Sunday and the Wednesday night services. So we have, and we're learning about the true essence of our covenant. We each know what God has already done because of his covenant in our lives. I always say, have you taken a moment to look back from where you came from? Was the promise still there that he would help you go forward? We each know what God has done. Yes, we do, which makes it easy for those wanting to hear about our God with their ears wide open so that we can tell them our story, so that we can tell them our story. That's major. When you tell someone about your story from where you came from, that's like an aha moment about the goodness of God. We have to put our hands on, or what have you put your hands on that only you can truly say, whereas I have been blessed. I have been blessed with the Lord's doing. Can others see it in you now? Did they, your friends, recognize that they knew you when you were an Abram? Oh, but praise the Lord. Now they see you as an Abraham. Do they see the change? Romans 4:18-22 says, the hope and faith of belief. The hope and faith of belief. It's like what President Obama wrote in his fabulous book called The Audacity of Hope, Believing for Change. So why not praise God 24/7, like everything you are believing for will and has changed and is right at the corner for you to receive? It's not needed to see it right here and right now, but praise him like Bishop said on Sunday. Go ahead and praise him now. Go ahead and raise your hands up. Go ahead and turn a full 360 and shout a hallelujah. And if you can't shout out loud, depending upon where you are, just raise your hands and like, you know what God has already done. Now that you realize that the covenant means and what it means, it's already yours. God has already opened up the windows of heaven for you and poured out that blessing that you are believing for. Be it be, change my life, Lord. Change my family, Lord. Change my neighbor, Lord. Change those that are in the environment of the things that we're seeing with our own eyes, Lord. So praising is your confirmation of faith. And I'm going to say that again. Praising is your confirmation of your faith and trust in God. So praise him like you don't care who's around. Praise him like you are radical. Praise him like there's no tomorrow. And praise him like you don't have another 5 minutes. Even if you don't see it, straighten that back up. Like Bishop said, get those crooks and those cracks out of the way and walk with your shoulders up and just know that it's already there and it's already here. Remember, Psalms 132 says that he leaves us, that the Lord has left us with the oath. In Isaiah 9:67, Jesus' name is known as Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. So my question is, so are you ready for the realm of the blessings that you can't even see, but you know that they are already on the way, no matter what? And this morning, I'm asking you to ask yourself, are you pushing or are you taking painkillers so that you don't have to push to get there? I don't know about you this morning, but I'm pushing. I'm pushing and I'm pressing forward. I'm moving all the bricks out the way. It's like the scripture says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let God separate you from the crowd, according from 20 to Acts 20:20-24. and get you alone so that you will see what he, what God has specifically for you because of the covenant. So this morning, I'm grateful to God that the words that he has given unto me to speak into your spirits, into your ear gate, is the perfected time for you this morning. So, Lord, I thank you once again. We allow you to lead us, Lord. Take us deeper in your love and grace, Father. Guide us as a time as this. Fill our hearts, Lord, until we can't take no more because of the grace. And let us remember the Abrahamic covenant, Father, is with us already. And let your people not be fearful to trust you. Let them understand their identity and their destiny. So, Father God, we give you all the praise and all the glory this morning. And let your people know that no matter what, you're on the left, the right, the front, and the back of them. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we all say amen.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. We thank you for the word this morning, the devotion this morning. And yes, we do thank you, Father, for your abounding grace and your covenant, that Abrahamic covenant with us, the Noahic covenant. We thank you, God. Without further ado, let's move forward. Sister Yvette, we're ready for you, sis. Saints, let's stand together in agreement here on earth as touching, for we know Father hears us. And he responds, yes. We're ready for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Charlene. Good word. Thank you so much, Sister Victoria. Hallelujah. So this morning we have one praise report and six prayer requests. The praise report is from Donna Packett. My nephew Farid was incarcerated for 7 years for something he didn't do, facing a life sentence. And for 7 years, me and other family members have been praying every day for his freedom and for his innocence to be proven. And on March 28, 2024, he was released with no charges. We knew God would do it, and he did. We serve a mighty God, and thank you so much for your prayers as well. What a powerful praise report. Lord, to you all the glory. We rejoice with Donna and her family of your goodness and awesome wonders. The first prayer request is from God's. The name submitted was God's favorite. I'm believing that I'm going to win this war in my mind. I'm growing in Christ, and the enemy has been injecting my thoughts with blasphemy, derogatory and perverse words, thoughts and images. I know who I am in God, and I have a good prayer life, but it has been a fight. I no longer want these thoughts. So, Father, we come to you in agreement, Lord God, standing on your promise in 2 Corinthians 10:5, demolishing arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We come against this anti-God spirit of thoughts, words, and images of blasphemy and perversion in the mighty name of Jesus. We put a stop on this mind and spirit harassment, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We speak renewing of the mind by the word of God. Cover the mind with your peace, according to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. We thank you for the mind of Christ, O God. We also lift up Isaiah 54, 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Father, we pray for increased intensity of communion with you through prayer, worship, and fellowshipping with your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory and the overcoming spirit against this Antichrist spirit in Jesus' mighty name. The second prayer request is from Dolores Jackson. For health, she was hurt on her job and has not been able to get what I need. I have been treated non-human. Marcus Jackson to be healed, and my business open, helping with mental health. So those are her prayer requests. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Dolores Jackson. We pray that you restore health as she has been hurt on her job. Give her divine favor, O Lord, and preferential treatment, that all the necessary things that she needs will be provided for. We pray for favor on her job, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let you be treated uniquely and gently with respect, O Lord. Restore what the enemy has stolen from her in Jesus' name. And we pray healing for Marcus Jackson. We know that you know everything about him. Move powerfully and mightily in his life and restore health and healing that he needs. Jehovah Rapha, come into his situation and show yourself miraculously in Jesus' name. We pray for Dolores Jackson's big business, helping with mental health. Lord, we pray for favor and grace to help multitudes. First of all, to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then for mental healing. Prosper this work, Lord, and provision of every need. Supply the manpower, finances, and all necessary things in your mighty name, O God. The third prayer request is from the Asha Davis. Praying and believing God for a financial miracle. I've been sick with acute respiratory failure and pneumonia. Since I've gotten past that life-threatening virus, I've been having a lot of pain in my chest and back. So now I've been back to work trying to push past the pain. But as of this past Sunday, my infinity has started making grinding and squeaking sounds when driving and braking. So I'm praying for God to make a way to where I find somewhere affordable to get brake pad replacement and possibly rotors also. I'm due to go back to work on Friday, but I've already missed 3 days. Father, nothing is too hard for you to do. All things are possible for you. You are the God of miracle. Lord, manifest your miracle of provision to the Asha. You are her provider according to Philippians 4:19. It says, you can be sure that God will take care of you, will take care of everything you need, his generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Father God, we pray that the Asher will reap the harvest of seed she has planted. Lord, you can exceed and provide more than she needs, so she can keep the rest to save and even bless others. Surprise her with your goodness, O Lord. We also pray complete healing from chest and back pain. Father, we ask for a restoration. Restore her to complete wholeness, to a place where there is nothing missing or broken in any area of her life. We speak 3 John 2. I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So we're declaring that the Asha is complete in Christ in all areas of her life. The fourth prayer request is from Paul Walker. New destiny, pray for my mother, Carita Walker, and I. We are praying for financial abundant resource to come our way. It has been fatiguing, but God is faithful and will never change. I pray for my mother's well-being and health too. Also prayers for the student loans department to send my class action refund check to me as well in the abundance. We will use the resources productively, positively, and constructively in the name of Jesus. Let it manifest. So Father, you know the depth of their needs, and we know you are their source, O God. Everything they need is in you, including provision of finances and healing. Lord, thank you for hearing Brother Paul's prayer for financial abundance for him and his mom, Carita. Thank you in advance by faith for touching the student loans department, sending post-class action refund check in abundance. We declare Psalms 84:11, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. We declare also Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Lord God, it is your will for Carita and Paul to prosper. So Lord God, we thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven and let your financial blessings come and manifest in their life today. Let the camels bring in gold and incense according to Isaiah 60 verse 6. We also pray for Carita's health, Lord, that she will be strong in the power of your might. The joy of the Lord is her strength. She has been redeemed from sickness, disease, and infirmity by the blood of Jesus. Jesus won Carita's battle over sickness on the cross, and we declare that she is complete in Christ Jesus. All has been paid for on the cross. Healing and prosperity belongs to Carita. Prosperity belongs to Paul and Carita in Jesus' mighty name. The last two prayer requests are both for healing from Venita Darien. Jeffrey Hobbs is sick. His family and friends are asking for prayer for his complete healing and restoration. And the other prayer request for healing is from George Perez. Please pray for my friend Greg. He is in recovery and in severe sickness. So, Father, you know both of these precious lives, Jeffrey Hobbs and Greg, needing your healing touch. We come in agreement with families and friends for their complete healing and restoration in Jesus' name. We know you are willing and able to touch every area of their life that's requiring healing. Make them whole again, Lord God. Deliver them from sickness so they can know you and testify about your power. Let them experience your goodness, O God. Remove every hindrance from receiving their healing. Remove doubt and unbelief and restore trust in you to believe that you are willing and able. We decree Jeffrey Hobbs and Greg are the healed of the Lord. And so, Father God, we receive the answers to our prayers this morning because we prayed and declared this by faith. By faith, we come to your throne of grace in heaven, and by faith, we believe and receive in the name of Jesus. May we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Sister Yvette, for those prayers. We thank you. Thank you, Father. The prayers of the righteous avail much. We thank, Father, for your testimony, God, through Sister Donna. You are our righteous God, our righteous judge. Amen. Thank you for setting the captives free. We are in agreement and believe Father's word over all six prayer requests. And we declare that what Sister Yvette has prayed according to Father's word, we say it is so. Amen. According to Psalms 107 and 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So we want to quickly swing back to you, Sister Victoria. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, just praise God for all the prayers and the testimonies. And we, where two of me, three are joined together, we are truly in the midst. And so I just want to leave with everyone this morning that during the day and where needed, I want you to put your name in this. And this also will support the prayers of belief that came forth through Sister Yvette this morning. I say I, Victoria, will be made very fruitful. I, Victoria, will make nations and kings will come from me. I, Victoria, will recognize, established my covenant with God as an everlasting covenant between me and him. and our descendants after me for the generations to come. So we will continue to stand in faith and belief in the power of our Lord by inserting our names. Put your name in there in believing in the power of our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Victoria. We call those things that be not as though they are. Please remember to send in your prayer requests. Send them in to www.newdestiny.online. From the home page, click Connect, then Ministries and Prayer. Scroll down into your prayer request. We will pray. We even pray over the weekend and during the week. We don't just pray on Wednesday and Thursday mornings. We have teams set up to pray all during the week and on weekends. Please send in your prayer requests. We are called to pray. Remember, corporate prayer will be held at the Oakland campus this Saturday morning at 7. Please come out. Keep up the momentum. Please join us out on campus this Saturday in Oakland. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Sister Victoria, Sister Yvette, Sister Tanika, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, thank you. Thank you for joining the call this morning. Now, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your covenant. Thank you for the testimony today. Father, we glorify you. Jesus, be thou exalted. Thank you for your abounding grace. Amen. We together, God, agree and thank you for your abounding grace. Thank you, God, that the faith that operates through us pleases you, God. I pray that faith operating through each one of your intercessors on this call, God, and your intercessors across the world, that it pleases you. Bless each of your children, I pray, who are obedient and who acknowledge you to direct our path. Father, thank you. I pray that you continue to cover each one under the shadow of your wings. Now unto you, Father, who is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Unto you, Father, be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Tanika, please continue the worship. Thank you, everyone.